Does it feel like the only way to sell is to do weird, sometimes creepy things that kind of put people off? Yeah, I've been there, which is exactly why I created Stay Close to the Money, a free resource that offers you 37 stupid easy ways to grow your revenue without being salesy, sleazy, or questionably moral. This free guide is available on my website and in the links in the show notes, so make sure you go download it so that you can start making more money today. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Strategy Snacks. I'm Frenchie Ferenzi, a business strategist and advisor, and today I'm coming at you with a little redux on all things business growth. So I got a question from one of our listeners, Lisa Avila, and I love the question that she asked, and it's such a good opportunity to kind of like distill things and break them down. So Lisa is a business and mindset strategist for soulful entrepreneurs, and she's been doing this work for over 25 years. She runs a business called Poppy Grove, and she just has such a big impact on the people that she works with. And her question for me was, looking back, what top three key strategies did you implement in your business to achieve significant growth, and how did you prioritize them? Woo! All right, this is a loaded, loaded question. And the overarching answer that I want to give on this is that the key for me wasn't, oh my goodness, hang on, pause, cut this part. So the key for me wasn't just about these three key strategies, but it was actually defining what three key strategies would work for me. And what I mean by that is that as you listen to this, I don't want you to just think, oh, let me just plug and play this. Maybe it'll work, right? I mean, there's some things that I think always work. But the other thing is really learning how to make these decisions and inform these decisions in your own business, right? And that's really what I focus on in Business Genius Bootcamp, is helping people understand what are the top strategies to help them drive their business forward. But I would love to share, always happy to share, kind of behind the scenes, what works, what doesn't work. So first, I allowed myself to focus on delivery and client experience first. So my top of funnel lead generation marketing really didn't take off until about a year and a half in. Then I really started to lean in to more active, proactive, like high volume lead generation strategies. But I knew that for me to have the long-term sustainable success that I wanted and that I want for others, I really wanted to get my offers down, make sure that people who come into my world and work with me have a good experience, and make sure that the setup and infrastructure is there for that to happen. Then I had the confidence to start handing that off more, hiring to support that, and then really focus on top of funnel, right? A lot of people start with the leads and then the delivery suffers and they can never really start to get into that proactive loop and that kind of like virtuous cycle of happy clients, referrals, and all those sorts of things. So that was definitely a big one, and I very mindfully did that because I came from this startup background where I was focused on the customer experience. So I knew how foundational that was, and I knew how dangerous it can be to the health of a business if you focus on just the leads first and then you're not prepared to deliver to them. So I started with a delivery and experience first approach. So that was strategy one. Strategy two was really around relationship building and collaboration. Now, when I tell people that they might need to do personal outreach to sell offers, often they want to punch me in the face and they say, that's not scalable. It's true, but one big mistake people make is that they focus on scale when they're not scaling. We need to focus on scale when we are pre-scale, not like so far away from scale. And the way, the pathway to get to scale is actually to get that flywheel going on your own sales. So I really focused on personal relationships, which has just done so much for my business. Not only has it helped me bring in more clients as I've built those relationships and nurtured those relationships, but it has also really helped me to find people who are collaborators, find ways to get on more podcasts, reach bigger audiences by borrowing other people's audiences. And people have been, I think, more confident in sharing those audiences because I focused on always the relationship first, right? The opportunities that come out of it can be go in all sorts of direction, but having that relationship first has been so valuable to me. And it is a big time investment, and it does sometimes move slower than, you know, what other people out there are telling you is possible, but it lasts and it's really, really powerful. And then the third piece, right? So we have the relationships as piece number one, or as piece number two. Piece number one is really thinking about delivery first. And the third piece is about experimenting consistently with the same outcome in mind. So when people think that they're all over the place, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. When I think of people being all over the place, it's that the destination keeps changing. My destination has remained the same from day one. I've always been focused on the same outcome, but I've really tried on different ways to get there. And sometimes that looks like just launching a random offer out of pocket and just seeing what happens. Sometimes that means that, you know, for a while I was really focusing on press and media. That was great in some ways, but it had different business impacts than I wanted it to have. So continuing to experiment, but when you experiment, it's not just about doing random shit, and I want to make that really clear. When you experiment, you are looking to learn something measurable. So maybe you're looking to identify how many new leads come in when you do X work or Y work. Maybe you're looking to understand, are you more successful with a webinar launch or with just an email launch? Those are the kinds of things that we want to answer, but it needs to be something that you can measure and actually see results from so that you can then really do the attribution. So like I said, top three strategies. Number one, focus on the delivery. Make sure the delivery is strong so that then you have a really amazing experience for everyone who comes into your world. Number two, build those relationships, capitalize on the relationships, and be a human in them. It's not about the transaction. It's about the relationship. It's about having that person in your world. And then three is all about this idea that, like, we just need to, how do I put this? We need to experiment wildly. We need to find that space to be wrong, be right, try things out, but with that same final goal in mind. So those are what I would call my top three really strategic transferable strategies that I've used that have been really, really valuable to me. I want to add one more thing onto this because I remember when I made my first 100K in gross revenue in my business, I was talking to my dad and he was like, Frenchie, how did you do that? And it wasn't doubt. It was true curiosity. How does one do that? And my first response, without even thinking about it, was I just keep going. And there is such an important piece of perseverance here. And I see it in my clients. The clients who keep showing up, you know, who go through those downs and then, you know, get back on the horse, so to speak, that is when we start to see the growth and the progress and the success. I have been able to build these relationships, to build this network, to really, I think, build a, you know, more impactful and, you know, widely known, like, reputation because I keep going. Because over time, the volume that accumulates of the content that you put out there, of the people that you've connected with, of the courses and groups that I've been a part of, all of that accumulates and continues to sustain you as you grow. So basically, all this to say that the tactics and the strategies are important, but that perseverance and that consistency over intensity has been just invaluable to me. I hope this was helpful. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this one. What I would love to hear in my DMs or in my email is just what have been three strategies that have been really helpful for you? Or are any of the strategies that have been helpful for you parallel to what I shared? Would love to hear your thoughts and ideas as you've listened to this. And Lisa, thank you so, so much for asking this question. I know that our listeners are going to be super grateful to hear all about it. And to everyone listening, make sure you connect with Lisa. We'll have all the info about her down in the show notes. All right. Bye, everyone. Be back soon.